Your Recovery Indians are on the air. This special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
The guys are supposed to be here, but they're not here.
Now we send you to the dugout for all the exciting baseball action.
Welcome. We are here at Fort Recovery. Sorry about our confusion here and getting trying to make things work, but we're having technical issues again with our new software trying to connect, but I think we're okay. So our lineups for the Lincoln View Lancers, looks like the umpires and coaches are out at home plate, getting everything all sorted out. So we will have, for the Lincoln View Lancers, it'll start off with Landon Price. And he'll be followed by Cole Binkley, Dane Ebel, Carson Fox, Evan Miller. And that should be, I think that's the first six. We'll get figured out here. Our Indians have taken the field. We have our new software, and it's just been driving me crazy. So I've been trying to get stuff connected, and sometimes we are, sometimes we aren't. But I know we're connected now, so looks like we're in pretty good shape. I believe for us, yeah, it'll be Wyatt Benn on the mound, and for Lincoln View, it'll be. Let me find his first name. Ferris is going to be pitching for them. It'll be Keegan Ferris will be the pitcher for Lincoln View. And we're looking at how they've done for the season. They lost. They were ranked number one in the state to start the season, preseason number one in the state, and they promptly lost three games in a row. Lost 4-3 to Paulding, 4-1 to Van Wert, 7-5 to Lincoln View, and since then they have won eight games in a row, and counting, including I think there were four this week. They played Spencerville, beat them 3-1. I believe that was Monday. Tuesday, Lincoln View 13, Miller City 6. Thursday, they beat Columbus Grove 6-1, and last night they beat Lincoln View. They beat New Bremen 6-0. So, for our Indians, we have a little bit of work to do. We have won, I believe it is 6 out of 7 now, something like that. I'm trying to find our scores here, but I don't have them in front of me. But we had, I believe, yeah, here we go. We lost at Marion Local 3-0, gave up 3 runs in the first inning and held them scoreless after that. And a big, huge comeback win in the bottom of the 7th inning against St. Henry on Thursday. That was a big, big deal for us. That was, we were down 5-2, came back. I think Troy led it off, got hit by pitch, ended up loading the bases. Cale Rammel came up and hit a gapper to the left center field fence and scored all three of the guys on base, hit a three-run double, and that tied it up. And Wendell came to the plate and hit a single out into left center. And we and Cale came around and scored, and we won the game on a walk-off by Wendell. So looks like we're getting ready for first pitch here. It'll be Landon Price, the last year's Northwest District Player of the Year, and one of several just outstanding players back for Coach Eric Fishpaw's Lincoln View Lancers. So Landon Price steps in, left-handed batter. First one is a ball, a little outside. Wyatt Benn again on the mound for our Indians. That's outside. 2 balls, no strikes. We're again, starting a little early, but a lot of Lancers fans here. Indians fans are just showing up. So two balls and a strike to Landon Price. That's foul ball going over to Keith Emmel's yard. So two balls, two strikes to Landon Price. He's a pitcher going to Ohio State for the Ohio State Buckeyes. 2-2 pitch goes into center field for a leadoff single. And Cole Binkley will be coming to the plate. So followed by Dane Ebel. So the Lincoln View fans and players are all wound up. You want to get their headphone on number 4?
We got an early game today, huh?
Early start.
Early start today, boys? I don't think I can hear anything.
Get foul. Let it go. Yeah. Absolute perfect bunt there.
That was a perfect bunt right there by the number 2 hole hitter, and I can't hear anything through my headphones, so I don't know if
we're on or not.
Can you hear anything, Spencey?
Can barely hear. Who we got here? That was a bunt.
Oh, we got nobody out. Looks like the number 3 hole hitter's up.
This guy's on third.
He walked up just as game started.
This guy's got a single with a
white bend on the mound here for the Indians.
Looks like Dane Ebel. There comes something.
I can hear a little something.
That sounds better.
Lincoln View coming out here. That I heard Spencer talking about a young man that's going to Ohio State, and you know they're off to a. They were ranked number 1, weren't they?
I think so.
I think they were number 1.
They were.
And then they started like 1-4.
Mm-hmm.
But the young man, like Bubba said, he's only allowed to pitch so many pitches. Mm-hmm. There goes the runner. Throw back to Wyatt.
Nothing.
Now we got runners at second and third, and nobody out here in the top of the first inning. No score here. Indians against the Lincoln View Lancers. Spencer, good thing you was here early, buddy, because this game started a little bit ahead of schedule.
Well, 10 minutes. Wyatt Benn on the mound. First two guys get on with hits. There's a shot, second baseman. Landon looks. That's going to score a run.
Yeah, he hit a nice line drive over to the
that's
second baseman.
That's a pretty good play there. That's fielder's choice.
Landon did the right thing. Get the
yep,
out
get
there.
The out. Get the out. You got to get the out.
Water.
Awesome.
Moves the runner over to third.
We got here Carson Fox. Is the hitter the catcher today? Well, we got to try to keep that guy at third if possible.
I was just going to say, you know, if there goes the squeeze bunt,
and that's
going to score a run.
Score a run.
Wyatt comes up, throws it over to first, out number 2.
But
bases are empty.
Couple of runs get in. Another fielder. Sure, had to sacrifice there, probably.
These guys probably remember us a little bit last year. You know, we went down there and we faced that young man.
Yeah, actually.
And you remember
Troy Owen
well.
Kind of went. That was his first start as a varsity player. And man, oh man, he went toe to toe with him.
It was a ball game, and it was fun. And I think we ended up. Did we get him by 1 at the end? Did we come back and beat him by 1?
No, they beat us 2-1.
They beat us 2-1.
Yep. Yeah, we was ahead 1-0 for quite a while, and popped up. Mr. Price pitched the first 3 innings, and he faced 9 guys. Yeah, and they brought another guy in, and we scored on him. But they ended up scoring, I think, late in the game, like you said, maybe 6th inning or something, and beat us 2-1. Not a bad pitch. A little up. 2 balls and a strike on Evan Miller. Shot right at the shortstop, Alex Deuce. He's got it on one hop. Good dig out by Kendrick.
Yeah, gets it over to Kendrick. Kendrick with a nice one-hopper.
6-4. Looks like they're going to get 2 runs on 2 hits after a half an inning. Lincoln View's got 2. We're coming up.
Commercial break, my friend.
That's you, buddy.
great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet with salad bar. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. First, the company who introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry has done it again. Introducing the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2 Mower. With this patent-pending adjustable operator platform and suspension technology, you can now experience the amazing smooth ride and speed that Ferris is famous for. Step up to a new level of comfort and productivity with the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2. Ferris Experience Suspension.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Kalp Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. When you or someone you love is discharged from the hospital and still needs additional medical treatment at home, Kalp Pharmacy can provide everything you need, from IV medications and hospital beds to lift chairs, walkers, and bedside commodes. Visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana, or call 800-686-2314. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
All right, we're back here getting ready for the bottom of the first inning. Going to be Troy Holman, Landon Post, and Wyatt Benn. First three batters for Coach Hanks Indians. They trail early here, 2-0. Lincolnview came out, hit the ball hard in the bottom or the top half of the first inning, got a couple runs on two hits, and that's where we sit.
Who we got on the mound here?
Well, we got number 8, a young man, a junior named Keegan Ferris,
Keegan,
I believe.
Keegan Ferris.
Actually, it's going to be a little easier to the ball, get to the ball games. Actually, there was somebody in the there's a strike down the heart of the plate. Two balls and a strike.
Yep.
Guy came in the carryout. I was stopped getting the pop, and he was looking for the baseball field. He said, "I'm down there. That's a girl softball." I said, "Well, next time you come back." Nice base hit down the right field line for Troy.
Dig it.
Troy's going to make a round on first, and he's going to hang up here. Right fielder goes over, makes a nice play.
And atta boy, Troy gets
started. And he's down with a leadoff base hit.
Well done. Well done.
Anyhow, I told him, I said, it's going to be a little easier next year when you come back. Things will be.
Just take you around the corner.
You're right there. He said, I don't think I've ever been back here. Got a grandson playing.
Yep.
Landon Post going to step in here with a runner on first. Nobody out, bottom of the first inning. Takes a pitch high and inside. You boys had one heck of a game, man, the other night.
Oh, man, that was exciting.
It was fun to listen to you, and
can't get any better now.
Nope. Those are fun games to call, and that's raw excitement.
That was fun. Four runs. Picking up four runs in the bottom of the seventh against St. Henry. Ooh, that was fun.
Yeah, that was a long 7-mile ride back to the east.
Ooh, yeah. A couple of them left early. Yeah, I bet when they find out what the score was, they're going to say, wait a minute.
We didn't really get beat.
We was ahead 5-2.
Hopefully they were listening to you on the way back. I had it on in my truck.
Uh-huh.
And when I put it on in my truck, and then we stopped and grabbed a bite to eat, came back, and it picks it up.
Yeah.
There's a strike down the middle of play. Two balls, two strikes. Picks it up exactly where you left off.
Mm-hmm.
So when we got to the Dragons game the other night, there was bases loaded, and Cale was coming to the plate. There's a swing and a miss. Throw down to second base, Troy in there.
Ah, boy, Troy.
Now it's two balls and two strikes. Anyhow, so we watched the Dragons game, which was a heck of a game. They had a no-hitter through 7 innings.
Yeah.
And then we get back in the truck, and we get to listen to that
ending
on the way back to the Fort Recovery. Yeah, it was great. So I didn't know till after 10 o'clock.
Hmm.
Here comes a 2-2 to Landon. Troy now down at second base. He's going to pop that up. Third baseman's going to be able to make a play on it. The wind's blowing it pretty hard over to the side, but he makes the play.
Pretty good play there.
Yeah, Landon popped him up, got underneath it a little bit. So there's one out, and that's going to bring Wyatt Benn to the plate. Wyatt had a nice base hit in that rally there the other night.
He did. Big hit. Big took him up. I mean, he got 0-2, and he fought all the way back to a full count and hit a line drive base hit into right field. Loaded the bases and set the table.
Did you think Kales was out for a little bit when you guys
He hit it hard. I was just hoping it got away from him.
Yeah.
So they could at least score, but it did. They actually kind of came into each other, the left fielder and the center fielder, and I don't know if that kind of screwed him up.
Well, you were exactly right. Wyatt had to score on a base hit. And you know, obviously, that had to be a long base hit, but
He
must have got a good jump in the way he went.
He did. He took off. He got a good jump on it. We were pulling him in. Come on, baby.
Absolutely. Swing and a miss by Wyatt. Good rip there by number 23.
Thursday night. MAC results, it was run rule night. Coldwater beat Versailles 14-0. Double St. John's beat Knoxville 15-0. Our game, of course, 6-5. Victory for the Fort and New Bremen 12-0 over Parkway. Marion Local 17-6 over Minster.
Man, who'd have thought? I probably would have put money the other way.
Boy, I would have too.
Ooh, got a piece of that curveball right there.
Right on it.
Yeah, Benny got one against him there. I thought it was inside a little bit. Umpire called it a strike to make it one ball, two strikes. Now he's battling back.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to see another curveball right here, too.
Yep. Sit back and wait on it. Nope. Ooh, he hit it.
Wyatt hits it pretty good out towards left field. Left field, go to him back. He's coming over to the foul territory.
Oh,
and I
my.
Think he makes one heck of a catch, folks.
Yeah, he dropped it. He hit that fence.
Nope, ball laying right behind him. Man, I tell you what, he dove and rolled.
That was some kind of effort there.
Yeah. A for effort on that one.
Whew. Dove and his feet came up off the ground and hit the fence.
Yeah.
But doesn't seem to be hurt.
Nope. Back out to left field he goes, and here comes right Wyatt back in the box.
Keep battling here, Wyatt. Let's come on, baby.
Hey, we pick up one run here in the bottom half of the first. Let them know we're live, folks.
That's exactly right.
Swing and a miss. Got him on a nice inside
fastball. Got him.
So that's two outs, and that's going to bring Marcus Garkey to the plate. Marcus had a pretty good night the other night, too, didn't he?
He did. He did. He's hitting the ball well right now.
The breeze is picking up.
Mm-hmm.
Blowing in 80-degree air here to the Fort today. About time.
About time. We love it.
First pitch taken high.
A little high.
Ball. Left fielder pretty deep. Center fielder in. And right fielder playing pretty straight away.
Yep. Well, Troy, you got a score on this hit.
Yep.
Come on, Marcus.
Taking on the inside. Black for a strike. One ball, one strike.
Right on the corner.
Ah. Oh, chased an inside ball right there. Swing and a miss.
Hard to stay off that cheese.
Yep. One ball, two strikes.
Looks good coming in.
Harrison and I was chuckling the other night at the Dragons game. Smallest official we've ever seen.
All right.
Oh, it's unbelievable. Ooh, that one
got him. All right.
Ooh. Yeah, I think it just kind of didn't turn him. I think it might have got him in the old. I'm not sure. I got him
arm out
there a little bit. So Marcus down to first. Puts runners at first and second. And Kendrick Wendell.
One of the heroes here the other night.
Yeah, Kendrick with the walk-off hit. And do a little damage right here, too. We'd like to see him score a run here.
Tell you what, he...
Three hits the other night?
Three hits. You know, he kind of has that little... He likes to step out a little bit.
Yeah.
Step in the bucket, you know, and kind of pulls himself away. But, boy, he stayed in there the other night and he had three opposite hit base hits.
I hope he remembers that. That was hit center field. Center fielder, it looks like he's coming in for a couple steps. Makes a play, and that's going to do it.
He got her.
Indians pick up no runs on a hit. We strand two, and that after one complete, 2-0, Lancers.
Spring is here, and that means grilling season is in full swing, and Wayne Street Market again has the best and lowest priced steaks anywhere around. Ribeyes are $9.99 a pound, and T T-bones and New York strips are just $7.99 a pound. And don't forget the pork chops, burgers, brats, and hot dogs. They have everything you need for grilling season. Stop by and stock up so you're ready for grilling season at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helba Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kaup to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
We're back here at Fort Recovery High School baseball field. First three hitters will be, looks like, Neil's riding.
It's unbelievable.
Caden. Harnick? Harnick? Caden.
Caden Hanf?
Hanf, there we go.
H-A-N-F.
And Austin.
Austin Buckrath.
Buckrath.
Sophomore.
And Brandon Renner, our first three hitters.
Yeah, Spencey, I don't know who taught him how to write back in the day.
He got to scribble.
Did they have pencils back then? Because he sure didn't know how to use it.
Wyatt, there's a pitch. That's going to be a tough one there. That's going to drop for a base hit.
Well, I'll tell you what, the Lancers are pretty cocky right now. They come off an eight, and they're on an eight-game winning streak.
Yeah,
and
they're hot right now.
They're seeing the ball really well. Benny's got his hands full with this potent offense. They've been scoring some runs.
Yep. Austin Bockroff comes to the plate.
After they lost their first three. How about that?
Yeah, came out of the gates. Probably was shaking their head.
Yeah, thank
you. 0-3.
Wait a minute.
Didn't we go to state last year?
Are we number one in the state right now?
Lincoln View running a nice crowd up. Kind of figured that.
Well, they're probably still highly ranked here in the state of Ohio.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
For sure.
Absolutely.
And they'll keep moving up. I don't know how much they dropped, but they'll keep moving up. They continue to win, but the Indians looking to knock them off.
It's like he's going to sacrifice. Foul ball.
We need to get old Brock Deuce going, you know. His bat's been a little quiet,
it's been a little quiet this season.
And
yeah, he needs to get her going.
We need to get Bruiser with the happy bat out there for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And he's looking to roll two here and up the middle.
He's going to squeeze
on the bunt. Paul popped it up.
Come get it, brother. Oh, what? No, he didn't catch it. But we got him in second, I think. He got hung out to dry there. He didn't know if he caught it or he didn't catch it.
Right. He couldn't see it. And Benny come and made a diving play, and it rolled off into the grass. And easy play then for us to pick it up.
I'm going
to
call that a 2-4. I think the catcher came up, picked it up, and threw it down second baseman.
I believe he did.
So this guy is our first out. And this guy is on. And that brings Brandon Renner to the plate. Swing and a foul.
Anybody's listening to the Fort Recovery Radio today and over at the girls' softball diamond, give us an update, 419-234-2976.
Yes, sir.
And I know the girls are at Jackson Center. We've
short roller. Going to be in the air asking, hey, he's got to go one. Nice job.
By Alex.
Alex Deuce. Little one-hopper to Alex. It kind of handcuffed him there a little bit, but he made a nice play on it.
Yeah, I know our varsity girls are at Jackson Center, and JV girls are playing
at home
against St. Henry, and our JV boys are at Lincoln View today.
Great day of play.
Great day of baseball.
Beautiful day of play. Jared Kessler is your hitter. Takes a high one.
The third amigo is playing golf today, ain't he?
Yeah, he must have been playing golf this morning.
I kind of always plan after the game.
Well, he threw 2 o'clock out there, but it wasn't going to work for me, I don't think.
That's all right.
We're babysitting today. We got Cody's kids.
You playing in Shamble tomorrow?
I am.
Well, that should be fun.
I signed up. They're supposed to draw teams today, right?
Have you been out yet?
I've not. Went out last night and swing a club just to make sure I could.
You'll be
runner
strong.
Goes. Go down to third.
Dead meat.
Dead meat. Ooh, take him right in the knot. Fresh knots.
Put him right off.
That hurt. Okay, that's a nice play by the catcher. That is the third out. I don't know what to call that, but we're going to put it right there. And after 1.5, Lincoln View still leads it 2-0.
Do you want to work somewhere that is more than a workplace? Look no further than Cooper Farms, where their competitive pay and suburb workforce will make you feel like a part of the family from day one. Cooper Farms has locations in Van Wert, Paulding, and Mercer counties, and positions are open for all work styles. Whether you need a full-time job with competitive pay and excellent benefits, or a flexible part-time position that allows you to set your own hours, Cooper Farms is the place for you to pursue your next career. Go to CooperFarmsJobs.com to join us today and find a new job. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Stop by the Port Recovery Dairy for dessert and try one of our new parfaits. Our peanut butter and jelly parfait is made with vanilla ice cream drizzled with peanut butter and raspberry and tastes as good as it looks. Or the payday parfait, vanilla ice cream drizzled with peanut butter and caramel, topped with peanuts and whipped cream for a delicious reminder of one of your favorite candy bars. Or our grasshopper mint parfait made with vanilla ice cream drizzled with mint and hot fudge and topped with crushed Oreos. These are some beautiful, tasty treats you won't soon forget. And Port Recovery Dairy gift certificates make great graduation gifts. Stop by the Port Recovery Dairy for dessert today. We're open Mondays from 4 to 8 p.m. and Tuesday through Sunday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m.
There you go. All right, we're back here. Getting ready for the bottom of the second inning. Going to be 6-7-8, Kale, Rammel, Brock, Deuce, and Riggs Toby. First three batters here for the Tribe.
Come on, Kale.
Trying to get a run back in here. Curveball stays up.
Hung a little high there. Dave Tobin behind the plate. Not sure who we got down first.
Many
umpiring today.
Ooh. And Kale hits a rocket out towards the left fielder.
Nice
wind kind of helped him a little bit, I think, on that, because Kale got it all and
kind of held it up.
Held it up for him in time to get over there to make the play. And it's just a long out is all that is, folks.
Hit hard, though.
7. Out number 1, and that's going to bring Brock Deuce to the plate, our third baseman.
We were given Randy and Angie.
Oh, yeah.
Tough time.
Hammering them.
We kept telling them, hey, we ain't going to tell you what happened.
No, that would have been
a hit a home run. I was sitting there laughing. I'm thinking, if he'd hit that out, that would have been unbelievable.
Yeah.
It was big the way it was. It was a huge hit.
Yeah, we were laughing there, and I was laughing listening to you, and I said, that would be a classic if they just do the
silent treatment.
Oh, he's up.
Here's a pitch. Ooh, that's hit. That's it. We're not telling you. We're not going to tell you what happened.
1 ball, 1 strike. To the Bruiser, one of the 3 seniors on the team.
Baby.
And that one's popped up. Shortstop going out. Center fielder coming in. Shortstop going to make the play. 2 up, 2 down. And that's going to bring Riggs Toby to the plate. Riggs, our right fielder today. We do not have a DH today. Everybody that's playing is hitting.
They're hitting.
Good. New curveball comes in there for a strike. Nice pitch.
Pretty good pitch here.
Yeah, it was. Nice pitch right there by number 8, Keegan Ferris, the junior from Lincoln View. That one a little low right there.
A little low, Riggsy. Get a starter here. Let's go with 2.
So the Price boy, he leads off. There we go.
Yeah, he's lead off.
There's a strike right down the heart of the plate. Come on, Riggsy. Check play a little bit. Let's get somebody on here.
We got to be aggressive here.
Alex Deuce on deck here for the Indians. 2-0 ball game. Lincoln View picked up 2 in the top half of the first.
Well, look.
That one goes outside.
We're rattling. We got the Pudge. Pudge Brunswick scoreboard. Two balls, two strikes.
We got the deuces.
Two outs. Deuces wild.
How old's Cody's little girl now?
She's about a year and a half.
Dang, perfect.
Yeah.
Classic. Here comes a 2-2. Swung on and popped up. Left fielder coming in hard. Shortstop going over hard.
Oh,
and the shortstop reaches over his head. Makes a great play.
Kind of overran it there.
Yeah, he did.
Had a good play.
But three up, three down for the Indians. We got two in the books, folks. Indians trail 2-0.
Want to keep up and running acre after acre after acre? Then turn to genuine Case IH Earth Metal Parts. They're made from pure raw materials with no recycled steel, resulting in a final product that's harder, stronger, and more flexible. Available at Hull Brothers and Fort Recovery. Genuine Case IH Earth Metal Blades deliver consistent tillage performance in the field with less downtime spent replacing components. For more information, visit Hull Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery today.
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. That's not what happens at Ace. Wengler Ace Hardware has an exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service from the people who know you best. We'll make sure you get the right grill, whether it's gas, wood pellet, or a flat top griddle. And better yet, we'll assemble and deliver it right to your patio. Don't forget, your newest grill is never far away, and neither is our help. That's why grilling starts at Ace. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery, your grilling destination.
It's unbelievable.
All right. Back at it. Back to the top of the order, I believe. Got blown around. No, we got the number nine hitter.
Number nine hitter?
Mm-hmm.
Price is on deck.
Jared Kessler. He was up at plate when we threw the guy out at third base. Ground slow roller to land and post at second. He's got it for the first out of the inning. Now we go back to the top of the lineup. Landon Price. Young man's going to Ohio State next year. I think he was the player of the year in Northwest.
Mm-hmm.
District player of the year last year.
Pretty good baseball player, obviously.
Some kind of baseball player. Had a base hit the first time up. Scored a run.
Nice pitch by Wyatt.
Right
in there, yeah. Brought a little bender in there. Yeah, it was amazing to listen to those two guys talk about baseball and how good they were at picking up that pitch.
Pitches.
It's crazy. The funny thing was, he says, not that I can hit it, but I can tell you what's coming.
Oh, and I tell you,
it was funny.
I remember first base, a lot of times the catchers would leave their glove open where I could see the call.
Right.
And it's amazing when you tell a kid, the fastball's coming.
Oh, wow, you can sit on it, yeah.
Oh, he just rips it, you know.
Yeah, the guessing game's over. And
yeah, I don't have to worry about guessing.
So when you're talking about major league batters and they can see
that
figured
advantage.
Out, they are going to rip you. But the Dragons struggled with him, obviously. I mean, that's probably the first time they'd seen him. And then their shortstop was a pretty good prospect, I think, for the Reds. He was drafted, and for the life of me, can't think of his name. But he took that 97-mile-an-hour fastball about
ground ball to short. Alex Deuce makes the nice play, fires over, got him.
He took that 97-mile-an-hour fastball about 390 feet over the left field wall. Yeah, and it was 1-0 Dragons.
It's amazing. Them kids can hit. You would think a 97-mile-an-hour fastball, there's no way I could hit that.
Well, hey, you got to see it first.
Yeah, them guys are. If it ain't moving, if it's straight, it's going 100, they'll hit it.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
But if it's going 94 and it's bouncing all over the place, they can't hit it.
No, it's tough.
Swing and a miss. Cale Binkley. He had a base hit. A little bunt down the first baseline. I think he was trying to sacrifice, but turned out to be a great bunt. Rolled all the way down the line. Stayed fair for his first
hit. Dead man's land.
And he scored a run. A little popper to Alex Deuce. Quick inning. 1-2-3. No runs, no hits, no errors.
Benny.
After 2.5. Lincoln View, Lancers 2. Indians 0.
Hello. This is Joanne Glenser from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes?
All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin cupboard take and bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms, to factories, to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. ForRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
All right, here we go, getting ready for the bottom of the third inning. Indians trail by two. Lancers picked up two in the top half of the first inning. We've been scoreless ever since. And it's going to be 9-1-2. Alex Deuce, followed by Troy Holman and Landon Post. First three batters here for the Indians. And it could be an inning we get around here.
Yeah, it's the time.
First pitch taken outside for a ball. You know, I got to tell you, Alex has been a surprise for me. And just smooth at shortstop.
He really is smooth at short.
Swing and a miss on that one.
He's got a good strong arm.
Yeah. He's just been a great athlete for the Indians.
I'll tell you what, he's came in twice in MAC games that we had that we didn't get very far into the game with our starter.
Swung on.
This kid came in and just shut him down.
Yeah. We saw him pitch last Saturday at South Adams.
Yeah.
And
pretty darn good.
Yeah. Tickle the death of this young man. One ball, two strikes to him. Curveball stays up. 2-2 now. What we got next week, Feaser?
Well, next week, Cappy, on Tuesday we get to play at Coldwater against the Cavaliers. And on Thursday we're going to Minster to take on the Wildcats.
Wow, tough week.
Tough week. And then Saturday we got a doubleheader against Rushi, the Raiders. Are going to come
always
in here. They're going to come
good,
in
yeah.
here and 11 o'clock start. Going to have a doubleheader with them. They're always tough. That's always a great, great Saturday afternoon game.
Yes, sir.
Usually doubleheaders.
Yep. Alex goes down looking, and that's going to roll back to the top now with Troy Holman. Troy, 1-for-1 in the ballgame. The Indians, hit. Shows a little bunt. Takes it down the third baseline. Foul.
Absolutely love seeing that out of that young man. You know, he's. If you're going to be a leadoff hitter, and you got to be able to do stuff like that.
Got to get on.
I remember Cade Wendell was that way, and he was very good at it.
Got to get on.
Left-hander, just push it down that and get unbelievable how many hits he would get doing that.
And I don't think he's going to do it again because now he drew that third base.
Got him in, but now
grass.
If you hit that line drive that way, it gets by him.
Oh, without a doubt, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, he was three steps in the dirt, now he's three steps in the grass.
Yep.
Curveball stays out. One ball, one strike now, one away here. Bottom of the third. Indians looking to pick up a couple of runs to even this game up.
Boy, that'd be nice. A couple hits in a row here. See what happens.
That one swung on and popped
4,000
miles in the air, and I think it's going to be out of play down the first baseline.
No cars. Tell you what, it's amazing, this game of baseball. Troy started out the year, and he was kind of struggling, couldn't get around, couldn't hit the ball, was struggling with it.
Got his eye now.
All of a sudden, he's got his eye now. Now he's starting to put her in play.
Ooh.
Well, look.
That
boy.
That one taking just a smidgey outside. Two balls, two strikes. Tough one to take.
That was.
Just didn't cut across the plate enough for Davey to call that one a strike. Here comes a 2-2. Fastball
foul
swung
back,
on it.
Attaboy.
Foul back to the screen.
It's Still battling. Come on, Troy boy.
Comes a 2-2 again.
Good luck.
Good eye,
boy.
Right
boy.
There. High and outside. Three balls, two strikes. Get on anyway, Troy. Never
good
know.
At bat right now. Good at bat. Let's have a great at bat. Get on here.
Yeah, good battle right now.
Well, he's got a huge gap out between center and right.
Yeah, that right fielder playing dang
here. He's on the white. Standing on the line.
First steps back in. Here comes a payoff.
That a boy. Good at bat. Good at bat.
In the dirt. And Troy goes down to first base with a base on balls. Nice job, number 11.
Great at bat there.
Yes, it was.
Get down in the count and just keep fighting and fighting.
Worked his way back and drew a
foul
walk.
Foul couple off. Nice job. Now let's get him around here, Lyndon.
Now Posty steps in there. Posty popped up to the third baseman his first time up. Ooh.
Got
him. Woo!
Ooh, he didn't have the ball.
How about that there?
Umpire was pulling the old
deer
out.
Yes, sir. He was going to pull a tendon as far as he was going to throw him out there. And
Mr. Troy Price helped
got
us out
Troy
that
leaning.
Time.
Yeah, got Troy leaning a little bit, and Price dropped the ball, and Troy's like, thank you. Pitcher walked over and chucked Troy's to been, his first baseman.
Troy's had a lot of steals.
Yeah, he's getting out there.
He's been out there pretty good.
Shows a little fake and back to first.
A little fast you know, ball outside.
It's exactly what you and Coach Kopp always did. Try to get, you know, make that pitcher.
You got to put pressure on.
You just stand there. Don't mean nothing.
Yep.
Catcher's now worried. There he goes. There's a hit and run. That's going to be down the line. And just goes foul.
Just foul. I like the idea. Like Coach Hank. We were talking. We got to interview Coach Hank the other night. It's his birthday.
Yeah.
And he was excited up here after the game. We interviewed him a little bit.
I did listen to that,
He was pretty fired up. That was a good birthday present from the boys.
Oh, man, he had to be super pumped. One ball, one strike.
Baby.
Troy down at first. That one swung on right over our heads. One ball, two strikes.
Just missing this thing by an inch. Just a little under.
We got a young man by the name of Kyle Gerlach out there on the bases feet.
That who's on the bases?
Yeah, Kyle Gerlach.
All right.
Spencey did some homework for us.
Did a little homework for
us. There goes the runner. There's a hit and run.
Get. Go. Attaboy. Attaboy. Turn it. Come on, Troy. Come on, baby.
Troy heading over to third. Here comes the throw to third. He's head first in there. Landon takes advantage
of
down to second.
Heads up running by Landon Post to get to second base.
Yeah.
Now we're getting there.
I think what happened there, that was a great hit and run. Landon goes right where the second baseman was. Pitcher perfect. Out to right field. Troy takes off, goes to third. The right fielder tries to gun him out. And Landon says, well, if you're going to throw the third,
I'm going
to
second. Absolutely.
So now, Indians with a little something-something going on here.
Now, White Ben needs to help himself here. Why give him their little line drive into right field like he had the other night?
Absolutely. Troy now down to third. One out. That's high and inside. High and inside.
You know, Calvi, you never know. Maybe if he gets down in the count and gets one strike on him, might look for the old squeeze play.
Yeah, maybe so.
First base way open. Ball
that
two.
High.
All right, we got this guy.
A little rattled now.
He's rattled a little bit.
Yeah, a little rattled. Runners at,
I like this. Coach is going to come out and talk to him.
Just try to settle him down. He ain't going to pull him out of this game yet.
No. What, should we pay some bills?
We can.
Want to pay some bills? Isaac, you're the man.
Let's pay one at least.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
All right, we're back here.
Here we go.
Benny back in there. Two balls, no strikes. Runners at second and third. Indians got the tying run out there at second base with Landon Post.
Keep working hard here, Benny.
Benny ahead in the count. I would say look for a dead straight ball right here.
That
he
is.
Did. And he pulled it foul.
Nice play by the coach.
Super scoop.
the shot in the dugout.
Well, Benny did a good job there thinking, you know, he's going to go out there and talk to him and say, look, we need a strike. Don't get down 3-0 here.
Yeah.
So he was thinking fastball.
Benny, you got to hit this the right side here. Come on, buddy.
That one has popped up a mile in the air. First baseman coming over. Looks like he's going to be able to make the play, and he does. Son of a gun.
That's kind of where I wouldn't mind seeing him try a squeeze once.
Just to get a run in.
Just to get a run in, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Across the plate.
So Benny pops out to the first baseman, and that's going to bring our cleanup hitter and our catcher, number 14, senior Marcus Garkey.
All right, Marcus, stay high with that bat.
Yeah, base hit here is going to score, too.
Find a hole here somewhere. Let's get these two guys in, tie this thing up.
Oh, yeah, hard. Down the line. Going to be a foul.
Might have our guys on the carts down there. We have them scattering. Got about three. Two golf carts and a truck sitting there on the left field line, and
Billy B down there.
He was the other night. I don't know if he's there or not.
Can't see him. Right in line with that screen. Can't see nothing.
Nope, I can't either.
Here comes the 0-1.
Strike Steve Ryan. Too close to take.
I'd take a little squirter back to the backstop here right now, if you want to know the truth about it.
Yes, absolutely.
We're in the hole. No balls, two strikes.
Throw that big old curveball.
Yeah, throw the bender in the dirt.
Wouldn't hurt us a bit. Big lead out there at second by Landon. Troy. Ground ball. Foul.
It's a chopper over
there. That a boy. Got to fight. That's a boy.
Yeah, that's the only way to stay alive.
Got to keep anything close like that. Don't let them take the bat out of your hands.
Runners at second and third. Two outs.
Day for baseball.
You betcha. Game's strolling along here. Bottom of the third already. Here comes the pitch. Goes after a high one. Fouls it out.
Another foul ball. Good job. Still battling. That a boy, Marcus.
Make him make a play.
Come on, senior. One time here.
Thrown quite a few pitches this inning.
He has.
All right, Marcus digs back in. That's a rocket over towards the second baseman. Second baseman gets a cherry hop over to first, and he gets out of the jam.
Oh.
Well, we get a couple runners on. Nothing to show for it. We're 3-3 complete. Lancers 2, Indians zip.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet with salad bar. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Well, the leadoff hitter, Dane Abel, gets a base hit up the middle. It's a great play by Alex
Deuce. It was a slow roller right across the mound. Benny couldn't get it.
Just barely got it.
Deucey with a great throw, and I mean, all in one motion, and just missed him.
Carson Fox is our hitter, I believe. Pretty good good lead down to first. There is a bunt. Got him. Sacrifice for Carson.
Hey, good job by White to get off the mound in a hurry there. And I think he was thinking he was going to tag him there for a second. And
yeah.
Got out of baseline, yeah.
Yeah.
He didn't get out of baseline. He just got way over.
Got way wide. Yeah. We got him.
Looks like we're going to have a pinch runner.
Evan Miller's your hitter.
Number 14, Cal Evans, a sophomore. Coming in to pinch run for number 27, Dan Abel.
All righty.
Putting a speedster on there, maybe.
I'm sure Coach Fishball probably just trying to get some boys in there.
He's got a lot of guys on the roster.
He's got a bunch, yeah. Amazing when you go to state. All of a sudden, you got kids coming out of the woodwork wanting to play.
That is a good point.
It's always nice. Evan Miller's a hitter. One out in the inning. And he's trying to keep him put at second base.
Yeah, we want to keep him there.
Marcus thought he had it blocked, but runner will move up.
Yeah, his curveball got in the dirt and sorted
dirt
away.
There, yeah. These guys seem to be fundamentally, I would be prepared for a bunt.
Yeah, they're going to score.
Yeah, this guy likes to just get a run in any way possible.
Well, when you're up 2-0, 3-0 sounds better.
Yeah, it does. Ball high. Two balls, no strikes, one out in the inning.
Taking all the way here.
Yes, sir. Evan Miller. Ball high again.
Come on, Benny. Hang in there, babe.
Benny, 3-0. One at a time. We got to get back here.
Well, again, you get that runner on. You get him dancing around, and it gets in your pitcher's head. And
yep. There you go, right down the middle. Three balls, one strike. Now something's going to be up.
Yeah, I was just going to say, now comes your play.
Be ready to be up. I would guess a batter would be swinging here. Takes ball full. Curveball a little outside. He gets a walk.
Coach Hines
coming out. Yep.
Talk to his young pitcher.
Caden Hamp will be the batter. First and third play, I'm guessing they're going to discuss that a little bit. What do we want to do?
Well, I tell you what, very seldom do we throw it down to second base.
Nah, it's usually somebody cuts it off. Shortstop cuts it off.
Somebody comes in.
Pitcher cuts it off. Yeah. Yeah, you about
quick fake and a
high school seems like you almost give them that. Unless you got a real slow runner. The kid at first don't look like he's a speedster, but now he does because they just pinch run.
Yep, number 25 coming in. Reed Jackson, another sophomore. Track star.
The track star. Runs a 3.84.
I got to tell you, boys, working that track the other night doing the shot put.
Ooh, it's a lot of work.
Golly.
Takes some time, too.
Oh, man, it took forever.
All right. We got him on the corners. One out. Half your hitter.
Threw it down to second.
Second baseman.
Threw it down there. Landon comes in, takes it.
Puts him on second and third now. We got to look him back and go one.
I'm not so sure.
Pitch was a strike.
I'm not so sure if we make it all the way to second. We had a play on him, but the kid probably scores.
Yeah. Infield's going to get moved in here. One ball, one strike, one out.
Jam
pitch. Good jam.
Yeah.
Two strikes on him. What? You got a wrinkle in there or something you could throw by him? I'd like to see that.
Yeah, it'd be a great time for a
good time for a
strikeout or a little pop up to the infield.
Yes, sir. Oh, way outside. Evens the count at 2-2.
wasted one there.
Yeah.
See if he'd get him to chase.
Try to get him on the corner, just but he wasn't very close.
No, he got too far outside.
Get him a little closer to make him think. Popped up to us. Just over the box. Stays 2-2. Runners at second and third. One out. And he's trying to fight their way out of this without
getting out of this,
around.
Baby. Yeah. Love to see it. Fielders in
Wines
the grass.
Pitches. Swing foul. Hans is battling.
Oh, I was telling you about the little umpire there at the Dragons?
Yeah.
It was a lady.
It was?
Yeah. Yeah.
Benny pitch.
Oh,
way over the top of his head and the wrong side. He's lucky it didn't curve. If it wasn't,
yeah,
it hit.
It would have been bases loaded.
That was a hanging curve that didn't move. Full count. See what the runners are going to do here. Oh, Dave didn't give it to us. That loads the bases. Another base on ball.
Man.
Here comes Kojang.
Good at bat right there by the Lancers. Benny battled and lost that battle.
Yeah.
He might be taking him out now.
Yeah, he might be done. It looks like he's struggling.
See what's going to happen. We'll take a little break here and pay some bills.
Yeah. You're up, my man.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. It has been said time and time again, you get what you pay for. In the case of Simplicity Lawn and Garden Tractors, you get even more. Exclusive features like free-floating mower decks for a perfectly manicured cut, full-width rollers for a beautifully striped lawn, suspension comfort system for a smooth ride, and automatic control traction for the best traction system in industry. So do you want to settle for getting what you pay for or getting more? Visit K&L Tractor Sales to see the exclusive features of a Simplicity.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, we stock many disposable medical supplies, including ostomy, urinary, wound care, laryngectomy, enteral formulas, breast pumps, and more. So call Kalp Pharmacy Medical Equipment at 1-866-526-0976 to speak with our medical supply representative to learn more. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Spring is here, and that means grilling season is in full swing, and Wayne Street Market again has the best and lowest priced steaks anywhere around. Ribeyes are $9.99 a pound, and T-bones and New York strips are just $7.99 a pound. And don't forget the pork chops, burgers, brats, and hot dogs. They have everything you need for grilling season. Stop by and stock up so you're ready for grilling season at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
Back at her here. Jackson Irving's going to take over on the mound and try to get his way out of this jam. Bases loaded. One out.
Young man's got his hands full here, coming in with the bases juiced.
Yes, sir. Buckroff is your hitter. How about a double play? That's a good pitch.
Well, I'll tell you what, it would be good for his ego a little bit.
Yeah,
because his last couple pitching outings. And
he's been a little tough.
So if he could get out of this jam, that might help him.
Oh, there's a little help from him.
That was help. Chased a high one.
High heat. 0-2. Now you got to be smart here. Jackson, you got to be smart here. Make sure he hits your pitch. Austin Backrath. Pop foul down the right side, down the first base.
It's a good pitch. A little bit elevated.
Yeah, no problem.
And
I don't mind anything high. Just...
Well, he's got to swing at it, right?
Yeah.
He's got to protect that plate, so.
On the hands, maybe. Just don't get too
close. Yeah, jam him
a
little bit.
There it is. Oh,
baby.
Baby, that was a good-looking pitch. Wow. I don't know how up that was. It looked pretty good.
Tobin got nothing to do today.
Yeah, he wants to stay all day. Come on, Jackson. Fights it off, battles it down, and beats it down the third base line. Oops, we got a couple guys sticking out of the dugout down there.
Well, I think it was the dude that came out and got the ball.
Huh. Didn't like him out there.
No, tell him to get your butt back in.
One ball, two strikes here. One out. We need a big K here.
I think he was on his way.
Winds and pitches. Pop foul again.
That was another good pitch. Jammed him on that one.
He's pretty good at bat by the batter here.
Yeah, he's hanging
battling.
In there.
He's battling. Got an 0-2 and he's had a couple of big hits since then. Big foul balls. A little out. Evens the count at 2. All right, Jackson, let's get
that was another good
here.
Pitch, you know.
Yeah, he's
blowing away
right there where we're supposed to be.
Good eye by the batter.
Nibbling. There it is. Ooh, there it is.
Attaboy.
Strike three, call.
Great pitch right there.
That's a big, big pitch. Now we are at the number 8 hitter, Brandon Renner.
Don't relax.
Nope,
bases are still loaded.
I agree with you, Cappy. We can move the infield back now and just make a play. Ball low outside.
Get in front of him.
Get ahead, Jackson.
Yeah,
get ahead.
Get in front of him. Don't get behind here.
We got to make him a hitter. Let your defense help you here. Here's the pitch. Pop foul off the old pole. Back off another pole and head right back to the umpire.
That's a good one.
That was a good one. A little pinball. One ball, one strike. Two outs, bases loaded.
Big at bat here for both teams.
This is. Swing and a miss. Last year, sometimes on these plays, Jerry Kopp would sneak our first baseman in behind. Because the guy at first usually gets a huge lead. Doesn't pay much attention.
For a pickoff?
Yeah. You can just throw it over there and pick him off. There's a pitch. Oh, had him thinking. Had him thinking.
Marcus, you have got to get big. You got to be a hockey goalie back there right now.
Huge wall back here. Even count 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. This is wild. Here we go. Come on, Jackson, get him yourself here. Uh-oh, we got troubles. He's coming. Throw, tag. Safe.
It's a good play.
Jackson
got a slow tag on him on there and throw was up a little elevated from Marcus. Marcus upset that he got that, let that ball squirt away. And gosh dang it, now he's going to strike him out. You know it.
Yeah, just kind of squirted out on Marcus there and it went back to the screen. We got to get out of this deal. We got 2 runners in scoring position at 2nd and 3rd. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Got it. Just
knew it was going to happen.
Knew it was going to happen. Well, good job by Jackson. But he did give up 1. Anyhow, they did get 1, and they take the lead now. 3-0, Lincoln View.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings, too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
If you are like me, then finding a job that fits your timeline is vital for you to be able to work at all. Cooper Farms lets me set my own schedule so that I can work when I have the time to. No one should have to choose between their family and their career. Thanks to Cooper Farms, you don't have to. With locations Van Wert, Paulding, Mercer County, and beyond, Cooper Farms has the flexibility and competitive pay I needed to work without sacrificing time with my family. Visit CooperFarmsJobs.com to find your new job today. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
I think so. We're back. Yes, we are. Full recovery. Bottom of the 4th inning. Indians coming to the plate. Going to be Kendrick Wendell leading off the Indians. They trail 3-0. Lancers picked up 2 in the top half of the 1st, and then they picked up 1 here in the 4th, and Indians got some work to do to battle back.
Get her. Kendrick, Kale, and Brock.
Get the leadoff guy.
Like to see us get some runs here, you know. Always got to be in the back of your head. You have to think, get the 7th inning, that Price kid can come in at any time.
I'd like to see him pitch.
I would like to see him pitch.
Yeah, I'd like to see him pitch.
Two balls, no strikes on Kendrick. Good eye. Shot down to third baseman. Got a nice hop. Throw over to first, pulled him a little bit, but he got back on. One away. 5-3 if you're scoring at home. Bottom of four here.
Did Gale ever pitch? Gale Ramo? I know he was catcher for a while.
He was catcher. I don't know that he ever did pitch. Boy, it would have been interesting to see, too, if Daniel Patch would have stayed healthy.
Yeah, he had his surgery.
This week, actually. I think
gonna
Monday,
say, I was going to say, was it?
Yep. Yeah, I think he's everything went good. And he said, looking good. And Brian said, I think if everything goes good, he can throw like in June.
Yeah.
He'll be back at it. Strike on the outside corner.
Well, you know, obviously you don't want to rush to anything at this point.
No, at that point.
At least it wasn't a Tommy John thing like it was initially.
Well, yeah, it firstly came out that way. That's what they thought. Maybe that's what was going on, but some kind of a nerve they had to fix.
Yeah, something was on, like, one side of his
wrong
elbow.
Side or something, yeah. Maybe he'll come back with about 5 mile an hour faster.
I'd love to see
put
that.
Put a little rubber band in there for him.
Be fun to watch.
Yeah. Cale battling here. He's got the count full. One out. Indians trying to get something started. Up and over the short pitcher's head. Shortstop scoops. Fires. Just got him by a step. Brock Deuce comes to the plate.
Two up, two down for the Indians here in the fourth.
Brock popped out to the shortstop last time up.
Come on, Ducey.
Got to find something here. We gotta get a hit started here. Brock needs to get started. A little confidence going here. Ball inside.
How about our Reds?
Ugh.
Your Reds.
Yeah, I don't want to part. I don't want to part of I'd rather watch the Dragons. I think the Dragons beat the Reds right now.
Yeah, without a doubt, right now they would.
Fouled back. One ball, two strikes on Brock Deuce.
In Keenum batting a cool 0-5-8.
0-5-8. Yeah.
And like, still in the lineup. Somebody help me out on that.
I was going to say, how long can you keep that up? Ball high. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Brock Deuce, Indians, third baseman. Been playing a solid third base for us.
Mm-hmm. Get down.
Short.
Get down.
Out. And second baseman with a great play.
Son of a gun.
Reached up. Just barely got her. Popped out. Four. Quick inning there. No runs, no hits. After four complete. 3-0, Lincoln View.
The weather's warm and it's time for ice cream. Or even better, try some of our frozen yogurt at Fort Recovery Dairy. We feature a different flavor every week in addition to vanilla. Follow us on Facebook or stop by the shop to see what this week's flavor is. Get it while you can because it won't be back for a few weeks. If you're looking for a healthier option, try the dairy sugar-free running through our flavor infusing machine. Try all the flavors or get it in a Clipper parfait or specialty sundae. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook to see what this week's yogurt flavor is. And Fort Recovery Dairy gift certificates make great graduation gifts. You're sure to have a better day after stopping by the Fort Recovery Dairy for dessert. We're open Mondays from 4 to 8 and Tuesday through Sunday 11 to 8.
Here at Hall Brothers, we know you expect premium performance and dependable durability from your Case IH equipment, and you should demand the same from the parts you put inside it. Only CNH Industrial Genuine parts are guaranteed to perform to the rigorous standards of your Case IH equipment. They're engineered to work harder and last longer, so you can maximize your uptime and minimize your maintenance intervals. Others can imitate, but none can replicate.
Nothing beats the original CNH Industrial Genuine Parts. For CNH Industrial Genuine Parts, visit Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
All right, we're back here getting ready for the top half of the fifth inning. It's going to be 9-1-2 for the Lancers. Kessler, Price, and Binkley.
Binkley. Quick game, Calpy. We're flying along here. The Indians got to put something on the board here.
Zach Irving back out on the mound here for the Indians. That closes the old book for Wyatt Benn. Three runs on only a couple of hits. Malley had most of the hits there in the first inning. But he didn't pitch too bad. He got in a little trouble there last inning.
No, actually pitched pretty well, I thought.
There's a swing and a miss.
Kept us in the game. Well, we had, the one inning we had Troy and Posty on, and that had one out. Yeah. Boy, we needed to score there.
Yeah, we could have tied it up right there.
Tied her up, a little base hit, just couldn't get her done. But three more bats.
Yeah, we got more bats. We're only down 3-0.
Absolutely. That's St. Henry. Ooh, about got him.
One ball, two strikes to Kessler, the number nine hole hitter.
Number nine hole hitter. That's just don't mess around here.
Yeah, he grounded out to Landon his first time up.
Good swing and a miss. That a boy.
Good start here for the inning. Top of the fifth inning for Jack. K swinging.
Yes, sir.
That is 1, 2, 3 strikeouts today now for the Indian pitching staff.
Three strikeouts for him. He had two last inning, didn't he?
You're exactly right.
Yeah.
He struck out everybody's face.
Struck out everybody's face.
Is that right? Wyatt never had didn't have a K burger.
Must not have.
That pitch is out. Catches the corner for a strike.
Looks like it. It did seem like it was tailing a little bit.
Yes, it did.
Might have worked. Almost a screwball effect there.
Did that look like I had a screwball effect? Here comes the 0-1. Mr. Price. That one's high and outside. He led the game off with a base knock, come around to score, and the last time up, he grounded out to Alex.
Yep. Hit a rocket at Alex. Alex made a nice play on her.
There's a good pitch right down the heart of the plate. Bowl. Now he's ahead of him. One ball, two strikes.
Playing on them corners. I like it.
Landon's giving him a pretty big hole there between him and Kendrick.
Yeah. Yeah, for a lefty.
Yeah.
And a pretty good hitter.
That's a ground ball over towards the shortstop. Alex gets a chagger hop, fires over to
nice
first.
Play Kendrick by
does
Kendrick.
A nice job stretching, and that's going to be out number two here
big
in
stretch.
The top of
big
the fifth
stretch.
Inning. Absolutely.
Nicely done.
Alex playing a fine shortstop
Boy,
out there
is.
For the Indians. I got to tell you, folks.
Indians' D in pitching has been pretty good.
Big tall kid, you know, out there short and smooth. And
yeah,
and impressive.
He's got that cannon that he can make that play if he's deep in the hole.
There's another ground ball to Alex.
Shot right here.
Scoops it cleanly, fires over to Kendrick, and that's
nice
going to be.
Nice inning, Indians.
Out number three. So the Indians get them 1-2-3 here, and they're going to come to the plate in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Indians need three to tie this up.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians!
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream, homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores.
Bring your family by the tin cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
All right, here we go. Indians back up here at the bottom half of the fifth inning. Going to be Riggs, Toby, Alex, Deuce, and we roll the top to Troy Holman.
Boy, let's get this bottom on here.
Riggsy gets on here. I feel a run for sure.
Good luck, taking a little low right there.
Two balls and a strike. And the Reds weren't on TV last night.
Yeah.
Wanted to watch Hunter Green?
Yeah. The only reason you'd want to watch the Reds right now is Hunter Green, and they don't have him on.
I looked all over the place. That one has popped up.
Straight up.
Looks like the shortstop's going to come in and he'll have to make the play, and he does. Riggs, 2-for-2, popping up to the shortstop so far in this ball game.
Got a number.
Can't do nothing about it.
Come on, Alex.
That brings up Alex Deuce. Alex struck out looking. Alex is one of only two strikeouts so far in the game for the Indians. So we've been getting a little wood on the ball, too.
Yeah, everybody's been hitting it.
And that one is popped up even higher. Catcher falls, pitcher comes in, and we catch a break.
New life, Alex. Got to make that hurt. Catcher kind of slipped coming out of there.
Yeah, catcher slipped, and then he caught his spikes on the grass coming out of the dirt.
Yep, couldn't get it going. Then the pitcher gave up on it.
Yeah.
And it was like, whoops, too late.
Alex gets a break.
Come on, Alex, make that hurt.
Man, that thing was in the air a long time, too.
It was. Should have been routine.
That's sometimes the break you need.
Yep.
And now when he flies out towards the left fielder, looks like he's on his horses coming in. He's going to make a play on the line.
Quick two outs.
Two up, two down for the Indians. We roll back to the top. Number 11, Troy Holman coming to the plate. Troy's been on both times so far. He singled and walked in this ball game. Made it to second base. First time up, made it to third base. The last time
up. Yes, sir.
Closest guy we had to score.
Yes, sir. He had a great at bat last time. Fouled about three or four pitches off and got a walk.
Takes that curveball a little high. Indians need three to tie up.
Troy had an unbelievable whale of a game last year. His first start as a freshman.
Yeah, he did.
He started against Lincoln View and had to go up against the Price boy, and it was a battle. Which we did lose, but it was a close one, 2-1.
Great game. That one popped
off the hand
on the screen. The Indian is looking to dent the board here, folks.
Come on, Troy.
There goes my pen.
They went to pen.
Who'd that hit?
Dixie. Hit Dixie right in the head. Oh, hey, he's on base again.
Hit him?
Yes, sir. Troy, he got hit twice the other night against Henry.
Troy's all bruised up.
He's beat up a little bit, but he's on.
Thank you, Dixie. The wind got it.
Kenzie. Troy says, I got to make sure I can run here.
Troy down at first.
I'm stealing. Well, with your number two hitter up, you'd almost think he should be going.
Yeah, we got to get him to second. We got to get him in scoring position with two outs.
Position, try to get a run in here.
Landon with a base hit the last time up on a great hit and run.
Yep.
Oh my goodness. Hit him right in the elbow. That sounded like it hit a turtle.
I think it is brace.
He's got that elbow brace on him.
That elbow brace, good thing, because that hit him right there. That's a funny boner.
That right there.
Coach says, I don't know, maybe I better get somebody else in here.
I just beamed the last two guys. Back-to-back hit by pitches. Gets runners at first and second with two outs.
Talk to him. He's looking over to first baseman, I think. We might get a look at Mr. Price.
He's not giving him the ball yet.
He hasn't given him the ball. Kind of saying here, give me the ball. No, he's good.
Gonna let him in.
Well.
All right, here's the deal. You hit the last two guys. Please don't hit this young
Jackson.
Jackson Irving with a huge Home run.
Last time I seen him, he was coming all the way around the bases.
Yeah, I was just going to say. He might still be on that big high he had last Saturday.
Jack, you got another one in you? Be a good time for it. Well, look. Oh, Davey, come on. That's a foot outside.
That baby was outside the batter's box.
That was a tough one.
There goes the runners. Hit and run was on. Knocked foul.
Good call by coach. I think you got to put something on and get it going.
Troy got dirty right there. Michelle going to need the washing machine, sweetie.
Yep, crank her up. Runners were on their horses there.
Hey, you got to try to make something happen, right?
0-2, yep.
Now Jack finds himself in a major hole.
Jack, you got to get anything close here, buddy.
Protect the plates. Find us a little hole.
Got to battle a little bit.
Stays high right there. Ground ball with eyes is what we need on this one.
I like that. Find somewhere. Or give me a gap.
Give me a gap. There goes the runners again. Hit and run.
Popped up.
Breaches out. Pops it a mile high in the air. Shortstop coming in to make the play, and he does. Son of a gun. Indians get two on again. Nothing to show for it, and we're through 5 in the books, folks. 2 more at bats for the Indians. We trail 3-0.
It seems like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Hi, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern. We have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Tuesday through Friday. On Tuesdays, it's meatloaf, twice-baked potato, green beans, peaches, and a roll. Wednesday, it's our famous three-piece chicken dinner with mashed potatoes and gravy, corn, pudding, and a roll. Thursday, you can get tenderloin, fries, and applesauce. On Friday, we have our half-pound cheeseburgers, fries, and slaw. Fast, delicious home-cooked lunch specials Tuesday through Friday at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Well, we're back here. Going into the top of the 6th. This game is flying along here. Indians trail 3-0.
Boss man down there in front of us. He's working the crowd. He's out there doing some PR work.
PR work. He's probably trying to take care of Kenzie after you hit her with a
year or two ago. Spencey brought us popcorn. And a gust of wind came through, and Bubba had a bag of popcorn sitting here.
All over the place.
And it did a complete 180. And did not leave us one kernel of corn to eat in here. Just sucked it all out the window and just covered everybody in front of us. Classic.
Oh, shoot. That's pop foul. Evens the count of 1-1. Dane Abel, your hitter. Carson Fox on deck.
Got the old sliding glove in his back pocket, Fee.
Yeah, he does.
That extension. I never cared for them.
No.
They're like a foot and a half long.
Yep.
You only got to go 88 feet. You can just reach out and touch back.
Yep. Close enough. Oh, Jackson. Base hit up the middle. Jackson.
Could have made a swat, but that
could
have
been a swat. He was more covering up.
He was more, let me get out of the hood of this one.
I'm getting out of the way of this baby. We got a runner on, nobody out. Carson Fox is your hitter. Carson had a sacrifice in the first inning and a sacrifice in the fourth inning.
and he's probably going to sacrifice again. Nope, he's swinging this time. Like to get one at bat. Yeah. Coach not giving him any signals, so I'm assuming he's got the green light. By Marcus. Runner moves up. Don't have to sacrifice now. Those are killers. Those are killers. You know, one thing, I got to tell you, and it's kind of, Coach Hank's kind of going with what you guys did last year. Our outfielders are in, and yeah, we're going to play in until you burn us.
Yep.
And I get it, a little bit of wind blowing in, but
yeah. I'll tell you what, though, you watch Tuesday night when we play Coldwater. They'll be just off the grass or off the infield.
Oh, they do the same thing.
Oh, they challenge you.
Yeah.
They just dare you to hit it over their heads. And, you know, you don't get any of them little blue pits because they're standing there.
That's exactly right.
Rock Deuce up with it. Fires to first. Nice tag. Got him. Good play by Kendrick.
Yeah, Kendrick got it pulled off the base there a little bit. Kaler that glove down, tagged him on his way into first. Nice play.
Nice job. Runner did move up to third on that, and now we got to be ready for the squeeze. This guy likes to manufacture runs. Evan Miller's your hitter.
Yeah, I'd say this could be the squeeze. This young man was up the last time, though, wasn't he, with a chance?
Yeah.
Is this not the same kid?
Here he goes.
Here he comes.
Well, that's close to a hit. That is a hit. Ah, run scores. RBI single. Evan Miller, it's like we fell asleep there. This thing was popped up in the air.
Yeah, Jack got to get off mound a little quicker than that.
He's got to learn to field his play a little bit.
And then he got there at the same time Brock did, and...
Yep.
Oh, well.
Well, you're supposed to follow him in, too, on that. You know, if Brock follows that runner with him, he's right there for a catch. Yeah. We just kind of got stunned there, I think. Four to nothing now, Lincoln View.
Yeah, that's a tough one right there.
Mm-hmm. Hannah is our hitter. Hannah? That's a foul.
We did it the other night, though. We scored four.
That's right. Wouldn't mind getting a couple here in the next inning, so we only have to score three.
It would be definitely nice to make a dent in the old goose egg.
That would be big.
Because we may see Mr. Price for an inning.
Yeah, he could come in to shut her down.
But didn't Bubba say that they've got such a... Ohio State's got such a pitch count on him, and he's only allowed to throw so much.
But, you know, you wonder if that, being that, is it better for that coach to make him a closer? Might be worth doing that. You can only pitch 40 pitches, and let me do that in four games. He's pretty good.
Yeah, he's fun to actually watch. He's got a big old Uncle Charlie.
He's got great Uncle Charlie, and he has got some kind of pickoff move. And I know that from experience, coaching first base. Got a shot at double play here.
There's one.
Over to first.
And two.
Nice job, boys. Nicely done there.
Great job by the middle infielders, and nice job by Kendrick over at first.
That is a 6-4-3.
Just how we draw one up, boys.
Double play. Perfect. Well, in the inning, though, they do get a run on maybe one and two hits, making the score 4-0 Lincoln View.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
Are you you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet with salad bar. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
All right, we're back here getting ready for the bottom half of the sixth inning. We got some exciting news coming in here from the JV softball team. They won 14-13 this morning against St. Henry on an Audra Bupp walk-off home run. How about that, Pete?
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I bet our buddy is probably pretty jacked up right now.
I bet he is. I'll have to shoot him a text later on.
Yep,
that's pretty awesome news right there. All right, first three batters going to be Marcus Garkey, Kendrick Wendell, and Cale Rammel for the Indians. The Indians need four to get back into this ball game, folks. They trail 4-0, and they got six outs to do it.
Well, let's just get some hits. Get up here and hit three or four in a row.
That one's in the
dirt.
There you go. That's the way we'll do it. Ball four to lead this inning off. So Marcus down to first.
There we go.
They're still hanging in there with Keegan Ferris. He's in there for a sixth inning of work, and I don't think he's going to have a super long lead strap. In fact,
might be done.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure it's already coming
the ball
to an end.
He's
and
halfway
that's
up
exactly
there
right.
The ball and Mr. Price. No, I think it's
another
kid's coming.
We got another guy coming in here
shortstop
to do some
maybe
pitching.
He's unwrapping.
Catch his number
20 something.
But a nice game by Keegan Ferris. And number 27 now
Dane,
coming in.
Dane Ebel.
Coming in. He was a Northwest Conference first team player last year. So he's going to come in and try to save a little action here for the Lancers. They up by four. We'll take a quick break here with the
Bills
with the young man, and we'll be back in a second. Let him warm up.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Landscape professionals, you've got a big job to do, and that job's got to be done quickly, and it's got to be done right, because that's what pros do. Ferris Commercial Mowers with patented suspension technology give professionals the edge they need to mow faster while getting a high-quality cut and smooth ride. We should know, because we introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry, and nobody does it better. Ferris Experience Suspension. So stop by K&L Tractor and discover the secret to a professionally manicured lawn.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, we compound custom formulations by combining ingredients based on an individualized prescription for the patient. We can compound oral liquids, capsules, troches, and topical creams for allergy-friendly options for warts, wounds, hormone replacements. And we're located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. So stop in or call 800-686-2314 today. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
All right, here we go. We're back. Kendrick Wendell's going to step in there. Runner at first.
I tell you what, he warmed up. Didn't see a lot of curveball, though.
Nobody out. He's got a
lot
pop
of fastball.
Yeah, he's got a lot of pop. But the kid coming in there, Kendrick going to make him throw a strike, and the first one is not. It's high and outside.
Attaboy. Time one up here, Kendrick.
So the junior, Dane Ebel. Ball two. Marcus not going anywhere down there. We need four runs, so.
Yeah, we got to be smart. This run don't mean a lot.
Kendrick steps back in. There's a curveball. Takes a whack at it and fouls it out of play.
Boy, he almost is he's close to balking.
Doesn't come set, does
he? He sets for a millimeter. There, now he's better.
That was better. Yeah, that one's in the dirt.
3-1. All right, here we go.
3-1. Indians with a little glimmer of life here. Bottom half of the sixth inning. They trail 4-0.
Nobody
runner
out
on. Tying right run in the hole. I'd like to say there's a
ball four.
Ball four, like, and that's going to be back-to-back walks for the Lancers here. To
right,
lead
Cale
off the bottom of the seventh, and we've got, or bottom of the sixth. Runners at first and second now, and here comes our left fielder today, I believe, Cale Rammel,
yeah,
number
Cale
two.
Rammel. We have about four pickup out there. Why don't you just hit one in one of their oops.
Kelsher's bunt
way high.
Yeah, hope to see I was going to say, Coach, I ain't coming in saying, okay, what are you doing here? We need four runs, my friend.
Yeah, if you're bunting, you're bunting for a hit. That didn't look like he was bunting for a hit. Maybe he missed a sign, too.
Yeah, it's possible. The way Coach came in there, I think he did. But.
Yeah. Can't imagine taking your bat out of the hand. No, he's
nice.
Throwing
bunt. Ah. Fouls off, and now he finds himself in the hole. No balls, two strikes.
Well, he's got a battle now. But sixth inning, you know, Coach probably thinking, let's get those two in scoring position.
And then
Brock
you never know.
Base hit, get a couple of runs, and all of a sudden we're back in.
Yeah, then you never know.
Trying to make something happen.
Here comes the 0-2 to Kale. Curveball stays
high. All right.
Indians got two on here, nobody out. Now Kale. The tying run on deck.
Come on, Gale, gap one here.
Here comes the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with the height. That'll be good gas right there.
Brock News comes to the plate.
So out number one, and that's going to bring Bruiser Deuce, number six, to the plate.
Rocky.
Come on, dude. We need a hit, my friend.
We do.
Steps out of that one and takes a strike right down the heart of the plate. Yeah, I think this guy is just gas.
Yeah, he's got pretty good heat.
That one in the dirt.
Come on, man.
Nice job there by the
we
catcher.
Need one to bounce off of their catcher.
Yeah, exactly. Get the boys over to second,
the boys
third.
To second, third.
We've only had one runner to third, and that was in the third inning with Troy Homer.
Troy boy.
There's a curveball. He waits on it. He pops it up.
Did
it's going to be
good
over
job,
in the parking
man.
Lot. Yeah.
Out of way.
Waited on it a little bit. One ball, two strikes now to Brock.
Brocky, inning close here, bub.
Riggs Toby on deck here for the Indians, followed by Alex Deuce.
Outside.
Oh.
Baby.
Woo.
That was another three-incher.
Yeah.
Catcher pulled her back over, and Steve Wright.
Got a little help there from his catcher for sure.
Yep, absolutely.
That baby was down the white stripe of the batter's box,
yes,
folks.
Sir. We got a pretty good view up here.
Now with two outs, runners at first and second. Riggs Tuggy steps
dude.
In there, and Riggsy, we need a hit.
Need a
bad
hit.
Way. There's a strike on the inside edge.
Boy, that heater down him. You know that first pitch is coming.
Yeah, he's got
right
some.
Down the middle. You got to rip it. Foul off.
A little tardy on that one, and he fouls that one back in the parking lot. No balls, two strikes to Riggs. Indians need those two runners on the bases and a couple more.
And a couple more.
Third ball stays high.
I wasn't even close. They're both running off.
Yeah.
I think it was over way high.
Yeah, I don't. He's not going to get any more calls anymore.
Boy, I wouldn't if I was the umpire.
Yeah. Yeah, that wasn't even close. We could have called that a ball from up here.
Yep.
Here comes the 1-2. That's a ground ball back to the pitcher. Pitcher fields it, fires over to first base,
perfect.
And that's going to do it.
I got it.
So the Indians get a couple runners on, nothing to show for it again. And we're through six complete. Lancers 4, Indians nothing.
Spring is here, and that means grilling season is in full swing. And Wayne Street Market again has the best and lowest priced steaks anywhere around. Ribeyes are $9.99 a pound, and T-bones and New York strips are just $7.99 a pound. And don't forget the pork chops, burgers, brats, and hot dogs. They have everything you need for grilling season. Stop by and stock up so you're ready for grilling season at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helba Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kaup to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
Do you want to work somewhere that is more than a workplace? Look no further than Cooper Farms, where their competitive pay and superb workforce will make you feel like a part of the family from day one. Cooper Farms has locations in Van Wert, Paulding, and Mercer counties, and positions are open for all work styles. Whether you need a full-time job with competitive pay and excellent benefits, or a flexible part-time position that allows you to set your own hours, Cooper Farms is the place for you to pursue your next career. Go to CooperFarmsJobs.com to join us today and find a new job. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
We're back. We are in the South. Looks like it will be. We got coming up here. Backrath. First hitter.
Number three.
Yep.
Austin.
Bockroth. Austin.
We need a goose egg.
He's friend. Over, too. One ball, one strike. Yeah, quick inning here would be fine.
Who we got coming up?
Upcoming games right there, Gabby.
Yeah, coming up here this next week, busy week of baseball for the Indians. We got Coldwater at the Cavalier Stadium on Tuesday night. And then Thursday, we are also on the road at Minster. And then we're home on Saturday with a doubleheader against the Rushi Raiders starting at 11 o'clock.
The Raiders. Swing a miss. Good start. Struck him out on four pitches.
Four tough games of baseball this week, son.
We do.
I tell you what.
We got a dub. We come out of there.
2-2.
2-2. We'd be happy.
Yeah, I wouldn't be upset with a 2-2 week.
Nope. Backrath with a K swing.
I wouldn't mind winning the first two and losing the last two.
Yeah, we'd let Rishi have to.
Yes, sir, Reed.
There's right back at the mound. Over to first. Two away. 1-3.
Then we'd get greedy. If we won our first two, we'd be greedy.
Oh, we'd be greedy. Yeah, we'd be wanting back. Yeah, we'd lose that first one Saturday. What's going on?
Are you kidding me?
You can't lose that game. Just beat Minster. Coldwater.
That's funny.
Jared Kessler, your batter. Bobby's nephew.
Bobby's great-grandson, I believe.
Yes, sir. Little outside, ball one. Jackson actually has done a pretty good job. Came in, bases loaded in the, I think, in the fifth inning and gave up one run on a pass ball, really. I mean, that was, other than that, he's done a great job.
Yeah, that was Minnie's run, but he's given up one run for himself here, basically. But you're right. If we wouldn't have had that pass ball, nobody would have scored that inning.
No.
And he struck out the side. Struck out the last two.
Yep, struck out the last two guys. Well, let's get this guy and get in there and score five. What the heck?
Wouldn't that be fun?
Good pitch.
Your ticker take two of those this week?
I don't know if I can do two.
I bet you could.
I might give it a shot. Yeah.
I go down swinging anyway.
I'd definitely give it a swing. Strike foul.
That's got my truck.
Dong. Count is full. Jack, let's get him yourself here. Get in there and hit. He
got
did.
Him. Nice job.
Swinging.
That's good to see him get on a good
nice
stretch on the mound.
He needed
get
that.
Get some confidence back in his pitching game, and
absolutely,
good for him.
I agree. That definitely is going to help him. Now we need a big inning here, top of the seventh.
Shake the bats up. I'm going to let you get us some runs.
After six and a half, four zip, Lincoln View.
Stop by the Fort Recovery Dairy and try one of our specialty sundaes. The Cookie Monster looks like it sounds. Blue ice cream, cookie dough, Oreo crumbs, topped with more cookie dough and Oreo crumbs, peanut butter sauce, and two Oreos for the monster's eyes. Or how about the Campfire Sundae? Vanilla ice cream, chocolate syrup, mini marshmallows, graham cracker crumbs, and topped with whipped cream. Or the Mac Attack. Vanilla ice cream, peanut butter, chocolate, and caramel, topped with crushed pretzels. Give them all a try. I bet you can't pick just one favorite. and Fort Recovery Dairy gift certificates make great graduation gifts. So stop by the Fort Recovery Dairy for dessert today. We're open Mondays from 4 to 8 p.m. and Tuesday through Sunday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Three times the wear life of our second generation and six times the wear life of the original. For more information, visit Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery today.
All right, we're back here. For a second there, I thought he was going to play that same commercial again. I was going to reach over and punch him.
Yeah, that's a definite annoying one. Selling ice cream right and left, though.
That's an ice cream seller. Just ice cream truck. Sir.
Alex Deuce leads off. He fouls off the first pitch.
Little Deucey boy.
And then back to the top of the order with Troy and Landon. Troy and Landon done a great job today setting the table. We just can't clean it off.
Yeah, not the truth.
Ball high. 1-1. Anyway here, Alex. Anyway, buddy. We need runners. Indians have left eight runners on.
Stranded eight.
Eight runners on, boy. It's amazing when you get some big hits. Clutch hits at the right time.
And then it gets contagious.
Oh, it does.
The Indians now down to their last two outs of this ball game, folks.
Yes, sir. That brings the top of the order up. Troy Holman having a great day. Base hit in the first inning. Walked in the third and got hit by a pitch. That his last time.
Foot last time or something.
Yep, hit him in the foot. It's been on all 30 times. A little outside.
Troy's seeing the ball well right now, isn't he?
He is. He's having fun right now. You can tell.
You talked about it early in the game, how he kind of struggled at the plate.
Came out of the gate a little slow, but then, boy, he had a couple good games there, and, man, he's been great up here at the top of the order. Big swing and a miss.
Maybe Ross was pitching to him.
Might be. Ross could have been working.
Ross throwing him a bunch of pitches.
Yes, sir. Strike foul right back at us.
Taking some great cuts.
He is taking a rip.
When he's taking a
he's seeing it and he's just
when
missing.
He's taking he's taking a rip. Not just trying to.
Yeah, definitely not getting cheated. He's ripping it.
And I like it.
I do too. Ooh. Got him with a curveball.
Yeah. Great pitch by number 27 there, Dane Ebel.
Another K looking. That brings Landon Post to the plate. Now we just got to go and nobody makes the last out. Bo 10 looks like he might pinch hit on deck. Ground ball, slow roller to short. It'll be a tough play here. Hustle, hustle. Landon's there, baby. I got to give him a hit.
Well, it was. I think he was going to beat it out.
I think he was, too.
Yeah, I think he was going to beat it out.
Absolutely.
But what was that, third hit? Fourth hit?
Ace hit for Lennon. Yeah, I think that's only our third hit.
Well, Big Bo going to step in here now, batting for Kendrick. Who's he batting for?
He is batting for Jackson.
Oh, he's batting for Jackson. There we go.
Jack Irving.
Wyatt in the beginning, yeah.
Yeah, Wyatt was in that spot, and then Jackson, and now Bo 10.
Kendrick on deck.
Swing and a miss. Big swing by Bo.
I got no troubles with the big rip, boys.
No, I like it. You can act. You never know. Oh, big curveball. Throw down. That's it. That was a K swinging. Unfortunately, the Indians go down one hit, no runs. Left eight men on base today. We'll be back with some stats here. The Indians loser 4-0 to Lincoln View.
When it comes to fracturing compaction, there's no taming this tiger. In both wet and dry conditions, genuine Case IH Tiger Points create a root environment that reduces plant stress and maximizes the potential for higher yields. Available at Hall Brothers and Fort Recovery, genuine Case IH Tiger Points now have three times the wear life of our second generation and six times the wear life of the original. For more information, visit Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery today.
new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. That's not what happens at Ace. Wengler Ace Hardware has an exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service from the people who know you best. We'll make sure you get the right grill, whether it's gas, wood pellet, or a flat top griddle. And better yet, we'll assemble and deliver it right to your patio. Don't forget, your newest grill is never far away, and neither is our help. That's why grilling starts at Ace. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery, your grilling destination.
We're back here.
I'll wrap up a couple stats here
for us.
Indians fall 4-0 here on a Saturday. Beautiful Saturday afternoon of baseball here. Follow the Lincoln View Lancers 4-0, and Fee and I really don't know for sure, but we're thinking they're in the top five in the state of Ohio in baseball.
That's their ninth straight win, too. They're
cruising right along here, and after losing their first three ball games, they have won now nine straight to go to 9-3 on the season. Indians fall to go to
8-5
here for the season for the Indians. For the Lancers, they were, they scored. I did come up with five hits. They had four runs on five hits. Nobody with a multi-hit game. Price had a hit. Binkley had a game. Ebel had a hit. Miller had a hit. And Ferris? Who is that?
Sounds right.
Right there. Had a hit for the Lancers.
Yeah.
So, for the Indians, our top two guys, Homan and Post, are the only two guys that had base hits.
Homan had
one hit. Landon had two base hits. And we strand nine in this ballgame. We got some runners on. We got a couple hit by pitches. We had some walks. And just couldn't come up with that timely hit tonight.
Boy, we couldn't, Dave. The one inning, I think, was our killers when we got Troy and Landon at second and third with one out. We could not get them around.
Couldn't get anybody
to play. You know?
Yeah, and like you said, you get something going, and it just becomes a little bit contagious. And then from then on, you feel like you can score. But didn't happen through the day today for the Indians. They'll be back now on Tuesday night with a big road game going
probably
over to the Cavaliers.
Best teams in the state in Division III, probably, I guess.
Forget about today's game. Remember Thursday night's game when you came back and you won that bad boy on a walk-off. And get ready for Tuesday and Thursday because
do our best.
Played a couple of great teams next week in Coldwater and Minster, and then we follow up with Rushi on Saturday. So
you're going to four great ball games you're going to have next week. So.
Absolutely.
Sneak a couple out of there.
Absolutely. Big week of baseball here for the Indians next week, and not a bad week this week. But we fall today 4-0 to the Lancers. And for Dave Kalb, Harold Feeley, Neil Spencer,
been fun.
And the young man, Isaac Brinkerhoff.
Yes, sir.
We thank you for listening, and we'll be back
Tuesday night.
Tuesday evening with more baseball. See you then.
Fort Recovery Indians baseball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the Sports Department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. To the studio for regular programming, and thank you for listening to FortRecoveryRadio.com.